And joining me right now here on the phone line to go over the latest on Eastern Florida Athletics. This guy does a great job as the athletic director, and he's a good friend of mine. His name is Jeff Carr, and we got much to discuss. Jeff, how you doing today?
Good, Mark. How are you doing? I'm glad you're over, you're recovering from your illness.
I appreciate that, man, for the kind words. I really do. And I like you were texting me. That meant a lot to me, so I appreciate it. So let's start with the obvious. We had Jeremy Shulman on the show yesterday. He was there for 14 seasons as your basketball coach. He leaves. He's going to UT Martin. What are your thoughts, man, losing your basketball coach like that?
Well, I'm so happy for him. I mean, it's really tough going from NJCAA, head coach to a NCAA Division I head coach. So, I mean, what a blessing to him and his family. And, Jeremy wouldn't do well as assistant at D1, but as a head coach, because he wants to be in charge of everything, which I understand. He's been the head coach here for 14 years. So what an opportunity for him, going into a great conference and a great situation and close to home as well. So you can't blame him. And he didn't even apply for it. They reached out to him. So we're sadly going to miss him. He had 346 victories in 14 years here and averaged 24 wins a season. My first year here, the coach we had was 4-24 or 7-24. It was not good. So the following year, Jeremy came in. He came in super late. I think it was maybe almost July. And we had one returning player. And, he was very competitive that year. And almost won the conference his first year. But then, he's won the conference, it seems like, every year after that. So what an opportunity for him. And, he gets four full-time assistants there. So we none of our assistants here are full-time. So, at the junior college level, you do a lot more. So he'll have a lot more help there. So what an opportunity for him. And I'm just so excited for him and his family.
Looking back at the last decade or so, how proud are you where you and Jeremy Shulman, you redesigned the court and you changed conferences. You guys went on this adventure together. Do you think about that today?
Yeah, he's won the conference in three different conferences. Yeah, it's like every other year, it seems like we're the stepchild being sent to a different conference. But it didn't matter what conference it was. Jeremy took care of business and won the conference. So, he's done a heck of a job. And really, I think because of the success he had, it was contagious in the other sports. 12 or 13 sports this year were at some point nationally ranked. So, but it is contagious because, you see what Jeremy was doing, his work ethic, what he put into it, and it was contagious. And, we fed off of that, and a lot of programs benefited from Jeremy being here.
You are also a former head coach at a high level, at the college level, and I know you still love soccer. Do you look at someone like Jeremy where it's like, okay, I get it. I want to keep climbing. I want to go try to get a better job.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And again, for a coach to be at a junior college for 14 years is unheard of now because there is always that mentality of looking for the next step, the next, move up. So, yeah, we were fortunate to have him that long. But, yeah, totally. I was so excited, when their athletic director at UT Martin called me, the recommendation I gave him. And I think it helped solidify him as their number one candidate. But, he did a great job here. And, it'll be hard to replace him. And that's the process we're in right now is trying to look at all the candidates. It was just actually officially opened on Monday, and I've had over 60 so far. I've gone through 60 resumes as of now, but I've been getting texts from various people, and some of the references that some of these coaches have are like Jerry Stackhouse, Rick Pitino, Kevin Keith, just had to run with NC State. Buzz Williams at Texas A&M, he texted me. Mike White at Georgia texted me. So there's some heavy hitters there trying to recommend some of their former coaches or people that they've worked with in the game of basketball.
How did they find your number?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a solid question. It's quite funny. Like, I missed when Mike White called, and then I listened to, oh, that's the Georgia coach. He used to be at Florida.
Yeah. So
that was kind of cool. And then Buzz at A&M, his message, and they're just so willing to help. And a lot of them knew Jeremy as well. So they were just saying great things about our program and Jeremy, and that, they're willing to help in any way they can. But they were pushing for specific coaches when they called or texted me.
We're here with Jeff Carr, the athletic director at Eastern Florida State College. Appreciate you coming on. So the question then is, what are you looking for in the next head basketball coach at Eastern Florida?
Yeah, so when we hired Jeremy, he was young and hungry, and and the program was in a stage that it had to be totally, extreme makeover kind of thing. But we're not at that point now, and we're established as one of the top programs in the country. So we're looking for someone a little more seasoned that has had junior college experience. Because junior college is a lot different. Like, you may have been successful as assistant coach D1, but as a head coach at junior college, you got to wear a lot of hats here, because you don't have the same support, from assistant coaches and the infrastructure that you would have at a D1 school. So we're looking for someone, hopefully, that has coached at a high level, been successful at a high level, and we would like to see if, them as a head coach at the junior college level, and have had success, hopefully. Ideally, that's what we're looking for. But we're looking at everyone. We've had, some really strong D1 assistant coaches, some D2 coaches, a little mixture of everything, a couple that have been at basketball academies, at the high school level, kind of prep schools. So, we have a lot of different backgrounds of coaches that have applied for it, and we're quite excited. A couple of them are really exciting. So it'll close on Tuesday, but I've been able to go through the resumes as the process of people are applying that. But it'll officially close Tuesday, and then we'll get to work. I have a little committee, and we'll go through it, and we'll try to interview 5 or 6, and hopefully by the end of next week, and hopefully be closer to having a new Eastern Florida men's basketball coach.
My dad and I were discussing this, and we both agree. Yeah, everyone should want the job. You get to live in Florida by the beach, coach basketball, and win big games. Can I apply? Because I'm all in as well.
Yeah. Well, I have to look and analyze your resume. We'll talk more about it.
Guys, put the ball in the basket. That'll be my motto.
I'm not sure that's going to guarantee us any wins, but that's the first step.
That's what it is. I think it's awesome you're getting all those text messages. It really shows.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it is. How proud are you that now this job is a big-time job at the JUCO level, where everyone wants to become the coach here at Eastern Florida?
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm excited, but it's a lot of – it was it's Dr. Ritchie, our president, our vice president, Jack Parker – all they've done to support athletics has helped get us to this point, not only in men's basketball, but, again, 12 or 13 sports were nationally ranked this year. Mm-hmm. Our men's tennis is number 3, and they have the number 1 player in the country, Hugo Carr. So, there's lots of success in lots of different sports right now. So, but it is exciting that we've come a long way in a relatively short period of time. But in 14 years, Eastern Florida is significant in lots of different sports now because of the support of our president and vice president, and just the quality of the coaching staff we've had and the quality of the student athletes.
I know you've been here for a while. I know you have a vision. You probably had a vision 5 years ago where you wanted the program to be today. Do you have another 5-year vision, or 2-year, even in a short-term vision, where you'd like to bring these programs moving forward?
Oh, absolutely. Most of our facilities are top notch now. We're actually looking at putting video boards in the gym this summer, which we're really excited about. But yeah, we see the vision not only for us to compete at the national level in every sport, but for our student athletes to be truly student athletes, to excel in the classroom, and that we attract you know, different types of sports. Like we had the Australian women's national team here last year for soccer. They're preparing for the Olympics. So because of our facilities, the location, like you talked about, we were able to have them here last week. It was closed door. We weren't allowed to do social media or anything until after they left. But huge. They were so wonderful to have on campus, and they absolutely loved the facilities. And some of those players were coming from Europe and England and that, because it was their international break. So they were excited. They stayed in Cocoa Beach on the beach. They're excited about seeing the sun, because some of the teams they play for professionally is still winding down the winter. So, yeah, just the exposure of the school itself, the economic impact back to our community, our facilities. We want to continue to upgrade, continue to improve our scholarships, but we want to be relevant and significant in every one of our sports, on the field, on the court, and in the classroom.
I think one of my favorite moments with you is when your women's program took on, was it the Orlando women's pro team where Alex Morgan was scoring on you? I still love that story.
Orlando Pride, their very first scrimmage, I was coaching against Tom Sermani, who's a friend of mine. I was just actually talking to last week. He was the Australian national team coach twice. But he was the coach. And Bunny Shaw, who was our best player ever, that leads the women's league in England in scoring right now, she took down Alex Morgan in the box in the first minute, and Alex was slow getting up, and I went over to Tom, go, I hope she's not hurt. I really am sorry. But fortunately, she wasn't, and they scored a PK like in the first 2 minutes on us, and they pretty well took care of us in that game. But that was a lot of fun still.
That was cool. That really was. I maybe not for your team, but yeah, that was pretty cool having Alex Morgan.
The girls loved it.
Yeah, it was awesome. I want another basketball tournament. I know you had one during COVID. I know it was crazy times where you had Division I teams. Can we work on that moving forward? It'd be so awesome to do that again.
Yeah, a couple of different tournaments have reached out to us, but so far we haven't had one. But you know who was on the team at the time was Zach Edey was here.
That's
as a freshman.
Right. Oh, that is right. So. Yeah. So you looked like a hobbit from Lord of the Rings by him, correct?
Yeah, and he was super nice because he's Canadian and I'm Canadian, so we talked a bit. And it was, you know, like it was restricted. We had to get tested every single day. But he said he used to play ice hockey, and I was just saying, I can't imagine him on skates.
I can't. He's 7'4". So,
yeah,
oh, man, that'd be wild.
Yeah, and he's a pitcher in baseball.
How? How's that even fair, him as a pitcher? How'd you do that?
Yeah.
Let's end with this with Jeff Carr, the athletic director at Eastern Florida. You have coached women's sports. My question for you is, how proud are you of the women's basketball tournament with Caitlin Clark in South Carolina and these massive TV audiences they're getting? What are your thoughts, Jeff?
Yeah, and actually, I also coached men's soccer as well. But anyways, and sports in high school. That's a story for another day. I've coached so many sports. But, yeah, it's so exciting for the game, the growth of the game. I mean, my goodness, I got hooked because of Caitlin. I mean, just she goes from downtown. I mean, it's unbelievable. One, her confidence in taking that shot, and then how she makes them that. Well, it was unbelievably exciting to watch. And it's so great for the game of women's basketball, and hopefully it'll grow in other sports as well for female sports.
And the follow-up for that then is MJ Baker. She has done an amazing job with your women's program. I hope you know that.
Oh, I realize that. We're very fortunate to have her. And you know, when June Grimes passed away, we were able to hire her. And, they have lost in conference the last 3 years. It's unbelievable. The jobs, you know, last year we were seconds away from going to the national championship, losing at the end in the Final Four. Oh, fantastic coach and even a better person.
You are absolutely right. She has amazing shoe game as a coach with her different Jordans. Yeah. I think next season, you and me have to step up our game. Every game, we have to have good-looking shoes on. All right? We got to do that.
I'm going to have to get paid more than if I'm going to have nice shoes like that. They're expensive.
Jeff Carr, athletic director of Eastern Florida. My man, thanks for your help and have a great day.
All right. You too, Mark. Thank you.